it's the whole concept of, do you want to be a big fish in a small pond or a little fish in a big pond? And that was one of the things that I looked at when I was being recruited was, there were a lot of really great schools academically, but not all of them had the strongest swim programs. And I knew that I wanted to go to a school that was really strong academically. And the question was, okay, well, you have the swimming to get into both kinds of schools. Do you want the one where you're going to be at the bottom of the pack, or the one where you're going to come in as a freshman at the top of the pack? And for me, that wasn't even really a question. I always wanted to have people around me who were better. I love being challenged. If I'm not challenged, I'm bored. So it was an easy choice going to Stanford and having being at the bottom and having to work my way up. I think it gives me a lot of joy to do that.
Yeah, and that's also impressive. And I think it takes a lot of confidence, because people that are listening to this podcast, they're trying to excel in different mm-hmm. areas. It can be sports, it can be as an entrepreneur, music, film, etc. And I've had this conversation with a lot of people when I was competing, a lot of athletes and other people, they're afraid to actually go where the best are. And how did it feel for you? Can you just walk us through that process? Like, you know that you're not the best in that environment, but it's the top level. Did it take any tolls on your confidence? And how did you work with that?
That in itself didn't take any tolls on my confidence. And that was thanks to my high school club coach, actually, Tony Bates. He's the man. He always said that, you know, you have much more to gain by racing Michael Phelps than Michael Phelps has to gain from racing you. And why is that? Because if you race Michael Phelps, who has this huge reputation, obviously, and is the best swimmer, is the best swimmer in the world, and you race him in 100-meter freestyle, and he's supposed to beat you from his best time to your best time by 12 seconds, but he only beats you by 8, you're winning. You've won. It's done. You can say you were only 8 seconds behind Michael Phelps. But for him, you know, anything less than the 12, and he's like, he was being caught by a high school swimmer. And so that's how I approached going into Race with the Best. I couldn't go down. Only they could. And I had nothing to lose, right? I mean, The only thing that could happen to me is I would get better. And if I didn't get better, I would still stay where I was. But I'm not going to get better being at the top of the pack when I come in. You have to have a lot of self-motivation, which is really impressive to me. But if you have the opportunity to surround yourself with people who challenge you to be better, then why not do it? You only have the opportunity to improve.